Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. K Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Thurman Tucker. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Doby steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Shantz moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses is walked intentionally. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to home to double up Suter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moses bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow is walked intentionally. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.